dreaming, yet you are slowly becoming conscious. Relax, observe your dream, observe yourself becoming more lucid. You will continue to dream even as you notice that you are asleep. Becoming conscious, alert, but staying asleep, dreaming. Your dream continues to be vibrant, alive and vivid. Even as you become aware that it's a dream, aware that you are dreaming. You're aware that your dream is just a model, a world in your head. You can see your dream now as an echo of the universe. An echo built from your waking experiences, an echo of reality. See its vividness, its clarity, its realistic sensations. But understand that, while vivid, none of this is real. It's just an echo of the universe. A world you can practice and learn in. An echo which has been refined through waking experience, through learning, which you'll continue to refine and enjoy improving later today after you awake. The dream world around you is a recreation, echoing, reverberating around your mind. In this dream, you can visualize that information, how it flows to create your echo, your reason, how the basic mental skills feed that information back at each other, around in a spiral, around and around, creating the model of the universe, the dreamscape you see around you now. Look around you at your dream. Every item you see reconstructed from memory. Visualize how the information flows from the waking world through your memory and back to the echo. How every item you can see has been categorized, that you know its properties from its category. Information being absorbed, categorized, and then projected back into your dreamscape. Watch information flow around you as you extrapolate, comparing two remembered and projected objects, using information gathered about one to predict the properties of the other. Think about your dream world as an echo. See how the information flows around this analogy, how the analogy helps you to understand the dreamscape. How information about echoes informs the comparison. Ponder what this analogy implies about your dream world, what you can infer from it, and see the information flow around your mind, building that model as you make the inference. Feel that information flow around you, around and around in a spiral. Building the echo of the universe in your mind, informing your reason. Think about the words you use to describe your dream, the fact that thoughts themselves are so often made from words. Words and grammar built from information, creating towers of feedback and reason. See how your brain has absorbed basic logic from that language, adding to that tower. Watch the information flow back from that logic, back to the echo of the world in your mind. See how the study of mathematics can help, adding the thoughts of centuries of professional study, information from all of them piling up, helping to build your reasoning powers. Feel that information flow around you, around and around in a spiral. Building the echo of the universe in your mind, informing your reason. Think about the memory tricks you've learned, the loci method, acronym systems, etc. The information on how to do that flowing in, changing your brain and improving its abilities. Think about the mistakes that can be made, how the act of checking and testing can correct those mistakes. See the information feedback systems, correcting themselves through empiricism. Similarly, think of all the common logical errors you have studied, how they shape and improve your mind. The information being used to build and correct itself, towering piles of information standing tall. Feel that information flow around you, around and around in a spiral, building the echo of the universe in your mind, informing your reason. Even outside your mind, the information flows through your manipulation of the world. See how it swirls around your fingers as you use a pen, then later read your markings. Drawing diagrams to aid your visualization, building lists to aid memory, filling in the blanks in a crossword puzzle, the information flowing in and out of your head. Or when someone writes a book, storing up the information for you on the page. See it flowing onto the paper, then back off as you read their words. Feel that information flow all around you, around and around in a spiral, building the echo of the universe in your mind, informing your reason. More physical tools, an abacus, a calculator, information flowing through these machines, your manipulations of them aiding, adding to your reason. Computers programmed, filled with information, feeding that back to your mind. Even processing it on the way, building great towers of meaning and reason. Reason reality modeling isn't just something that happens inside your head. Information can flow out through your fingers, your words, and then back in later. Feel that information flow all around you, around and around in a spiral, building the echo of the universe in your mind, informing your reason. Now consider a simple conversation, just two people chatting. See the information flowing between them, from one mind to another. Every word and facial expression is absorbed, each rich with information and meaning. The stories they tell, the feelings they discuss, as they learn about each other. And so, about the echo of the universe, the model contained within another being, all feeding back into your own model, updating your own echo. Feel that information flow around you both, around and around between you in a spiral, building the echo of the universe in your mind, informing your reason. Throw in another person, a dozen people, a whole society. See how the information is traded between these people, flowing from one to the next. Even the words of long dead people, passed along between individuals, building the collective knowledge base, adding to each person's echo of the world, aiding society's reason, growing our knowledge. multiplying it, grouping it, meshing it with information already there. Feel that information flow all around our culture, around and around in a spiral, building the echo of the universe in each mind, informing our reason. You're aware that your dream is just a model, a world in your head. You can see your dream now as just an echo of the universe. An echo built from your waking experiences, an echo of reality. See its vividness, its clarity, its realistic sensations. But understand that while vivid, none of this is real. It's just an echo of the universe, a world you can practice and learn in. An echo which has been refined through waking experience, through learning. And you'll continue to refine it, to enjoy improving it today after you awake. Awake now.